open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy September to you. We seem to be moving along. Oh, by the way, I have a new mantra this week for everybody. If you've been praying for rain, please stop. My goodness, we've had rain everywhere. I've been sending a lot of energy and prayers to
our southern states as well as where we are now, because I'm in Philadelphia area and there's been tons of rain. It's the last thing we need. And I know California's praying for rain. So unbalanced. Tonight I have a very special guest. Her name is Judy Carroll. Judy Carroll came to Earth on a divinely guided mission to help humans become galactic citizens. Many of us are trying to overcome our radical prejudices against fellow humans on this planet. But in Human by Day, Zeta by Night, and the Zeta Message, Judy began preparing us to cross over to even a greater gap, meeting others in the universe who may be human but do not look like us. Her new book, Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth, provides a historic background of how advanced civilization have long ago encouraged human physical and spiritual development on Earth. She educates us in the fact that our universe is richly populated with benevolent, intelligent civilizations, other planets and other worlds, which you know I have always talked about, which, despite what scientists still believe, developed technology to travel through space and time and came here a long time ago and cultivated humans on this planet. So let's welcome Judy. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great. You're located in Australia. Is that true?
Yes, I am. Yes, in southeast Queensland.
So you're just finishing up your winter months.
Exactly. We've just started spring a few days ago.
Well, this is so interesting about you, because not only did I work with archaeologists in Egypt at the Sphinx, but I have had some great meditations and a lot of interplanetary guide contacts in my lifetime. So I really resonate with what you're saying. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and when is the first time you came in contact with the ETs?
Yes, well, it actually began in my childhood, Elizabeth, shortly after transitioning from my last life, in which I was an ET. I volunteered to be reborn on Earth in an Earth human body so I could actually experience what it's like to be an Earth human. I made this choice so I could continue to be part of the mission that's still going on now on Earth, with many, many ET people volunteering to come here. For the first 30 years of my life, I did more or less close off the ET part of my consciousness because I wanted to totally immerse myself in what it's actually like to be an Earth human. But at the same time, another purpose behind it was to enable me to experience ET contact from the Earth human perspective so that I would come to understand the deep fear that people experience in being contacted by different living beings. So the bit of conscious contact that I did have as a child used to really scare me. I was always terrified. My worry was someone was going to come into the house and take me away. And in actual fact, years later, when I did begin to wake up to what was happening, I came to understand that, yes, I had been taken, but, I mean, it was on a perfectly voluntary basis that had all been planned beforehand. I have one memory of being taken by a tall female being to board a train, as my child's mind told me back then, and I now realise that I was actually being taken onto a ship. So I did get a chance to experience what people talk about in the fear and connection with ET contact.
I had a similar experience, but it was different. I must have been in my 30s or maybe 40s, and I had a very vivid open dream, you know, like a psychic dream. And my son Vance, my oldest son, and I went on an ET ride, and we were taken up. It was very easy. We just went aboard, and we did it by choice, conscious choice. And everything, of course, is telepathy when you talk with them. And we were on the ship, and we got to the middle of the galaxy. I know we did, because I remember having to get off and going up a ladder and going to this dwelling place. And we were sitting in a waiting room, and then they came and got us, and they said, "We're going to show you around this planet." And they were showing us houses. And when we went to one of them, I thought, oh, I would love to live here. And the people got up and started to move out. And I said, what are you doing? And they said, well, we're giving you this house because you want to live here. And I almost fell over. So they're just packing up, and Vance and I are going to live there. And I said, I'd better call Dad and tell him that we're here. And Vance started to laugh, and he said, don't you know that cell phones don't work up here? I thought that was funny. And so after that, they gave us a ride around town, and we went into a school. And the schools had what are now the iPad, but the iPad wasn't invented then. But they were all over the place, you know, little television sets, iPad. And the kids were watching. And you know what they were watching? They were watching Amma, the great guru in India, teaching children the new yoga. And I looked at it. I couldn't believe it. And I said to Vance, Amma's here on the planet. If Amma's here, we can stay. And then I woke up.
That's the trouble. You come back into the human body at that crucial moment.
Oh, I know, but it was so neat, and I felt such joy. What a wonderful thing.
Oh, how beautiful.
So tell us about your new book. I know that you want to teach others about safety, about not getting dissected or being afraid. Let's talk about the good stuff of the other worlds.
Yes, well, the idea for my new book, Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth, Lessons in History, was actually given to me in a meeting up on one of our ships back in November in 2011. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very long after my first two books, The Zeta Message and Human by Day, Zeta by Night, were published. This meeting was actually convened to discuss what could be done about the present situation on Earth. Which originally came about after the planet was hijacked many, many millennia ago by a group I refer to as the Reptarian Controllers. Mm-hmm. They're a reptoid human species that were first developed on Earth long, long ago. So because I was an author, the suggestion was made to me to write a book dealing with this past hijacking experience that happened on Earth and a number of Genesis events that have happened here, and how it relates to the present day situation, what people can do about it, etc. So this is how this book came about. I was actually asked to write it. And it was quite funny because, again, I didn't remember this meeting until quite a long time after, and somebody who was up there with me, another author friend, actually reminded me of it.
Yeah,
it's
that
really
does
hard to bring this consciousness through into the human brain, which is only about 10% conscious. So, you know, we lose so much as we come back.
That's pretty neat. I know that we're going to have some call-ins. Is that all right with you, Judy? I want them, the people that are calling in, to please ask extraterrestrial questions. Do not ask personal questions tonight. So if you have an interest, give us a call and tell us your experiences. The number to call to ask a question is, wait a minute now, where is it? 888-429-5471. So here we are, and I wanted to ask you another question. Can you explain about the ET mission on Earth and why ETs are here and why people think that they're being taken up on ships? And I don't mean to be rude with that. It's just, you know, why are they being taken up on ships?
Okay. The overall mission is to assist evolution because of this hijacking of the planet many millennia ago, Earth humans have been sort of, to put it into language that people can understand, it's like we've been shunted into a siding, a railroad siding, and the planet and humanity hasn't been able to evolve as the rest of the universe has. Another way of putting it would be it's like we've been put into a stagnant pool beside a flowing river. So So this is the reason why the ETs are coming here now. Part of this hijacking was interfering with human DNA. Our DNA, the amount of our DNA that's activated, is intrinsically linked into the amount of conscious awareness we can access.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So most of the ET contact down here is taking people up onto the ships to assist in the healing and activation of more strands of DNA.
Right, this, because, wait, Judy, let me just say, I wrote the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. So I'm in harmony with it because I wrote that we have 12 strands of DNA and only two strands of DNA do we work with. So the others are opening, and they're going to be opening over the next 30 years. And I don't know if you know, but I'm the one that wrote the book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. We have now 14 chakras. So that when you work with the ones that are the etheric chakras, your DNA strands are going to open. So it's called DNA activation. And I just wanted to help people understand that this is going on.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Because people get very scared when they're taken up there and they find themselves lying on a table and you know, paralyzed, they can't move and all this. But this is what's being done. More DNA is being activated. And this is the reason why people who have had contact with the ETs develop far more sensitivity. They often develop more psychic and clairvoyant abilities. They develop a much deeper environmental awareness and things like that. It's because more of their DNA is being activated.
Now, Judy, they're using a word that I really don't like. It's called hybrid. I don't like the word hybrid.
I don't believe
that we're a hybrid because our DNA is opening. I believe that we're advanced human beings that are ascension.
Yeah,
but I do want to say, why do we need to focus on this at this time? Of course, the book Ascension explains why, but I'd like to hear your translation of it.
Yes, well, I agree with you, Elizabeth. I don't like that word very much either. I think why it's used is that because when the human race of Earth was first developed, ET genetics was used to create the race. Humans are never... they don't evolve naturally. They're always bioengineered. So, that, yes, there was ET intervention down here, positive as well as negative. And humans of Earth are the result of this mixing of genetics. So I guess in a way we could use the term hybrids. I prefer to think of it as a more higher soul sort of
blending.
Absolutely,
ascension. It is ascension because when you're opening up to love, Judy, and you're opening up to acceptance of colors, races, religions, or people from other planets, and you don't have the hate and you don't have the gun out wanting to shoot them, then you're ascending. Do you know what I think is very funny? You ready for this? I think it's hysterical that the limited-minded people down here really think they can take a gun and shoot an ET. I can't shoot light. Bullets go right through light. This is hysterical to me. You know it can't happen. It just can't happen. It's so funny. Don't you think that's funny?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. So you have memories of waking up, and I want to say the Greys. Now, we've heard very, very negative things about the Greys in the United States. You need to know that. So maybe you can tell us about them and take away the fear of them because people hate them. They think they're evil. They think they're of Satan. Can you straighten that out for us?
Oh, look, absolutely. Elizabeth, I'm really aware of this. And this is part of my role down here as an ambassador between the two species, Earth humans and Greys, to try and take away the fear thing. What people need to understand is that there is a very real fear campaign going on down here coming from an Earth-based group.
Yep.
And they've actually created what Stephen Greer refers to as PLFs, programmed life forms that are made on purpose to resemble the Greys. And these are actually controlled by this negative group. And so, yes, there are some negative abduction experiences. I don't even like using that word abduction.
Yeah, but it's true because it is kidnapping. Yeah. And they are taking people against their will.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
I'm going to tell you something. Since I had that dream with Vance, my son, I'm going to tell you that when a person does get the chance to go to a foreign planet, it's not abduction. It is free will because it's done with chemistry. It's done with your entire body that's ready and crying out for growth. Therefore, you go. Otherwise, you can't go.
That's exactly right, exactly right. The negative ones are referred to as MILABs, military abductions, and that's exactly what they are. And they're designed to make people scared of the genuine ETs. And this is part of my job down here, along with some others who are trying to help people to understand that the genuine ET contact is totally positive. We're only here to help people. But yes, there is this negative thing that's going on coming right here. They're not genuine ETs. I know that people do have a lot of trouble with the greys because they look different. And this negative group down here actually encourages this sort of racist outlook, you know, that unless you look Earth human, then you've got to be a devil or an angel. Of course,
Well, I
the
have
greys
to,
fall into the devil category.
Judy, you may not be aware of this. Wait till I tell you this one. I'm going to tell you that they are saying that these man-made grays are, I'll say illegitimate grays, are coming into your body by force, and that you can be overtaken against your will. That's number one. Number two, they're saying that they are evil and evil intended. But I want to tell you that there's more going on than just the grays. There is the astral plane. The astral plane for the next 10 years is full of darkness and negativity. And I'm writing about this now to try to get people to understand that some of the things that they're channeling, it's another word I hate, that they're
Yes.
channeling and bringing in number one, false information, and number two, darkness so that they can take you over. They're
Exactly,
trying to
Elizabeth.
take over the soul. There is a fight for the light, and you know the light will win. But this is going to be going on starting really now through 2030. I had an experience with somebody from Australia, Judy. I don't know if you've heard of Zaar, Zaar, the Zaar
No.
people. You don't want to go near them. I went
No.
and they flew in here and they were giving readings. And what they were really doing is trying to take over all the bodies that they could. So I went for the reading and I started to die. I woke up in the morning and I knew I was dying. I could feel my entire insides closing down from the right side coming to the left. Luckily, I know some top healers. I got my Louisa, who lives in Italy, to work on me. It took her 3 hours to get the stuff out of me. And the people kept saying, the invisible entities, who I could see with my third eye, but I didn't know whether they were what they were, black, dark, or what, kept telling her she gave permission, she gave permission. And this is what you have to be very careful of. I gave permission to have a reading, but I did not give permission to have my body invaded or taken over. So when you people do give permission, I hope that you listening out there will say only telepathically for a message, otherwise no.
That it look, I cover this in my book, Elizabeth. I'm really glad you brought this up because there's so much stuff going on at astral level. What
Yep.
people need to realize is that the astral plane has actually been created through human consciousness.
Yep,
And
that's
so,
right.
yes, there are positive parts, but there's a lot of negative parts. What people also need to understand is that this negative group down here, I refer to them as the Reptarians, but you know, they're an Earth-based group. They actually have the technology to enable them to speak inside people's heads. Now,
Yep.
I have spoken personally to someone who has had this experience. In this case, it was okay. It was her boss at NASA who was doing it. But you know, they have the technology and it's fallen into the wrong hands. So many of these channel messages that come through, you know, from Michael Archangel and you know,
Oh yeah, I know.
Jesus or whatever, they use all these higher energy names and they put false information through
That's
them.
right.
I've seen
Now
this again and
there,
again.
Judy, there's a wonderful teacher that was here in the 1930s. His name is Paramahansa Yogananda. I'm going to say it again,
Oh,
Paramahansa Yogananda, and he is with Self Realization Fellowship. He wrote a book called Man's Eternal Quest. And he talks about
yes.
the astral plane. And
I
guess
love
what?
him.
Oh, I do too. Guess what the trick is, Judy? And you probably already know it, but I don't think the audience does. The trick is that you have to get beyond the astral plane. The astral plane is limiting. The astral plane doesn't make you psychic. The astral plane can control you. You got to get beyond it. And there's a way. There's only one way that I know of. There's only one way, and that is with your chakras and going into the higher levels.
Yes, yes, yes. Carrying out a spiritual practice of some sort and you know, getting to understand what you're doing. Yes, Yogananda is absolutely brilliant. I've read Man's Eternal Quest about 3 times.
Oh, don't you love it? It's my reference book.
Oh, just wonderful. Paramahansa Yogananda. Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about cosmic spirituality. And do ETs believe in God? Do they believe in the God that we believe in, which is really energy? Do they?
Oh, look, Elizabeth, absolutely. And they have a far deeper understanding of God, or what they refer to as oneness or the forever, a far deeper understanding than we do down here, because we're so cut off. They refer to God as I say, the forever or oneness or source, and all the higher evolved ETs approach life from a spiritual rather than a religious perspective.
Because correct.
Source is beyond religion. Religion doesn't go past Earth. Spirituality.
No, religion is man-made, but spirituality is forever. That's what I always say.
Spirituality is a state of consciousness. It's correct. A more expanded conscious awareness that can only be attained over the span of many lives. And this is part of evolution in the human kingdom. It's not exclusive to planet Earth. It spans the whole universe. And the higher evolved ETs are able to consciously access these higher energy frequencies.
Right.
So they don't have to depend on religious faith and belief in the existence of
and
the supreme
energy source. And as we move along in the next 15 years and our DNA develops, we're going to be able to do that too and have an incredible realization. I will tell you this. I do know that there are 3 universes and that we're in the first universe. I do know that. And that each universe brings you up to a higher level. So let's talk about the main things that these ETs have brought to you, or probably you brought it in and you're becoming aware of it.
Yes, well, the main thing that they have taught, they're very much into threes. Things always come in threes. So the main thing that, or one of the main things I've taught, is the concept of oneness, that we're all one. Earth humans, Zetas, Pleiadians, Syrians, whoever, we all share this same stream of consciousness or universal life force energy. So it's like God consciousness, it's God essence, which is within all of us. And there is no them and us. In the greater reality, we're all one. They're also trying to wake us up to the fact that we're all immortal souls and an intrinsic part of this God source oneness. We're not just a physical body of flesh and blood.
People haven't learned about their etheric body. That's part of why I'm here, and I'm sure it's part of why you are here too. I'm here to awaken people to their etheric body and to give them the tools to accept it and work with it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So we're going to have more and more out-of-body experiences. Many people have. Also, what prayer or thought really means and how it can carry to the person that you're praying for and how helpful it can be as you strengthen your energy.
Yeah, yeah. It's also important for people to understand that we actually create our reality through our thoughts. Quantum physics is starting to prove this. So it's really important for people to start learning to create positively rather than negatively, because surely that's the future people want.
That's what Louise Hay taught. She was my teacher, by the way. Louise Hay.
Yes,
she wrote the book You Can Heal Your Life. And my book that is out now is called Unlimited Realities. And in the book, I show how I use the energy to create my reality. It's amazing. Yes. It's amazing what the mind can do when you really relax into it.
Oh, exactly. And one of the Ray teachers actually gave me a teaching many years ago talking about this. And he was saying that to link into negativity is so easy. It's like being a jellyfish washed to and fro by the tide. But to link into positivity takes effort and willpower. And, you know, it's important for people to understand that you have to put the effort into it. And be very disciplined in the way.
Okay, you know, we're coming into some dark times, Judy. I can't help it and you can't help it. None of us are responsible for it. But if you don't tune in every day to your source and use that source to work through your day, you will go into the dark side. You have to. It's like filling your car with gas. Are you going to use diesel low-grade oil or not get filled up and run on empty? So you can't run on empty anymore. It's over. We've got to bring up our consciousness. I want to ask you one more question before we go to break. What you talk about a blended consciousness. Now, I understand what a blended consciousness is. It's a tapestry. If you took a person and they died and you pulled their string, their life string, it would affect thousands of lives around them, all the lives they ever touched. To me, that's the string of consciousness. So what does that mean? Can you explain it?
Okay, the blended soul, I've had this awareness of a connection with two cultures, Earth, human, and off-planet, for many years. The choice is made by the actual soul essence at the time of preparation for reincarnation into a life experience. Because everything's energy, and the energy frequencies that are required for the life ahead build up around the soul essence like the layers of skin on an onion. In this way, the pure soul essence, which is an intrinsic part of oneness, begins the process of individualization from source and into closer synchronization with planetary collective consciousness, species consciousness, racial group, etc. Now, those souls like myself, whose work involves being an interplanetary ambassador, synchronize on the energy level with two rather than one planetary collective at that time when we're preparing to reincarnate. And this enables us to understand and connect with both groups to help integrate the two. We basically live a double life.
But the other thing that I've learned is that some souls are born with that choice. And during the lifetime, they either make the choice not to continue or to reconnect and help people around them go higher. They're born with the choice so that they can evolve in this lifetime. And I think that's beautiful.
Yes.
So they may not be born, you know, they might be born as either a new soul or as a soul that wants to bring the earth experience some real truth. And it can be through sports, it can be through music. This is where we get some of our wonderful performers like Aretha Franklin and people that have made a big difference on the planet.
Yes.
And I think that they're born with that ability and it's their choice to use it.
Oh, yes. Look, I'm aware, Elizabeth. I've had about probably twice during my life, I have been given the chance to say, okay, do you want to continue with this, you know, this Earth human grey life, or do you want to step out of it and just be an ordinary Earth human? I've been given that choice several times.
Yeah.
And each time I've chosen, no, I'm happy, I want to continue with it.
You almost have to, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And my guest tonight is Judy Carroll. And the name of her new book is Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth, Lessons in History. It's available on Amazon.com. And both of us will be right back after we listen to these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of July 9th through July 15th, 2018. July continues to have Mars retrograde through August. Adding to that, Mercury turns retrograde on the 25th in Leo, and two eclipses are in between. An extremely hot and active summer lays ahead. Mars retrograde through August has you reviewing and revising your aspirations and ambitions. Make sure that the actions you take are working towards your future goals and not just doing the same old comfortable rut thing. It's also good to detach from the world a bit if you are able to. The July 12th Cancer Capricorn partial solar eclipse brings in new energy. It's the first in a series of Cancer Capricorn eclipses that will begin and occur in 2019. Begin to keep a journal to know what occurs in your life at this time, because it's an indication of what's coming to you in 2019. Be sure to watch your emotions and whatever triggers them. Cancer is associated with home, family, food, children, emotions, and residential real estate, so pay attention and tread carefully in these areas. This is another busy week. It brings an intense supermoon partial solar eclipse, as well as Jupiter turning back into a direct motion, a most difficult opposition along with a tricky sign change. Although this may be a lucky week for some, July promises to be the most eventful month of 2018.
With all that's going on now in the universe, you can expect some of our Hollywood and political icons to be crossing over, as well as possible suicides, anger in the streets, and upsetting events in the news beginning this week. There is a challenging communication and traffic aspect early on Monday morning. Allow extra time or start late on Monday morning. Also on Monday, Venus enters Virgo until August 6th. This is not an easy combination and becomes harder to enjoy life's pleasures. If you have anyone in your life who is overly critical, Venus becomes a total perfectionist about money as well as social relationships. So heads up. However, it is a good combination for working on home or office beautification. Maybe you need to redo your office or get a new desk or something important like that. Make a list and you can accomplish a great deal. On Tuesday, finally, expansive Jupiter ends his backwards. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 17th through September 23rd, 2018. There's a few changes coming this week, including the fall equinox. Also, we can expect a minor conflict and a nice trine. The biggest challenge of the week comes on Tuesday, when Mars makes another square to explosive Uranus. Both want their way, and neither are willing to compromise. Just like Congress. Because Uranus is retrograde and this is the third and final square, hopefully this energy will bring a positive resolution with that which you have been struggling with. Our nation and worldwide politics, let's hope that this energy puts a peaceful light on all the global conflicts throughout this next year. Be careful of forcing your way early this week and give space to rigid people so they don't go off on you. Avoid anger and impatience. If it comes up within you, take some deep breaths and find time to meditate. The positive side of this difficult combination is to take action to set yourself free of that which restricts you. Begin a savings account, apologize to a friend, or repair that which is in need. The rest of this week flows easily. There's a lot of chatter and talk, and it's great to meet up with new friends and old friends on Thursday or Friday. On Friday, Mercury moves into Libra until October 9th. This supports social activities, communicating in all types of relationships and diplomatic conversations. But do be careful of being an excessive people pleaser. This energy will last for about 3 weeks and signals a time for pleasant and logical conversations. The autumn equinox is on Saturday, September 22nd. The first day of fall is always known as a day of balance because the sun and the moon are equal with each other. Daytime is exactly the same length as nighttime. So check out this balance within your own life. Take the steps to correct that which is necessary to keep yourself in balance. The days seem nicer when the sun is in Libra, but it's not at its strongest because Libra, as loving as it is, likes to put others first. In Libra energy, you have to learn to say no, as well as be open to receiving. Allow someone else to give you a gift or some pleasure. The energy for the next 3 months calls you to put dissimilar things together. For example, the air and water elements are strong, and that asks you to make sure your intellect and emotions are working in harmony. The emotional moon and psychic Neptune are aligned in dreamy Pisces. This is great for opening up your intuition, but make sure you have appropriate boundaries to avoid being taken unfair advantage of. The energetic sun and quick Mercury want to get moving at a high speed, yet they are tied to Saturn, which urges a slow but sure action for long-term benefits. At the same time, the wounded healer Chiron has you feeling caught between worlds. Put them together in the next quarter by breaking up big projects into shorter, manageable pieces and be willing to take half steps toward your larger, long-term goals. To be sure, the universe is opening up on your behalf, but you don't get to control the pace. So go within, go to your center, and trust the process. The moon is in meditative like Pisces all day Sunday, and the morning is particularly challenging if you must have a mental focus. best to put those types of projects off until later in the day. Turn off the alarm clock on Sunday and ease into your day. Sunday evening is much more favorable for conversations and quick activities. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Judy Carroll. Elizabeth Joyce is a modern-day mystic, author, and master spiritual teacher. She's also a healer through the grace of God. Elizabeth works through the risen power of your kundalini as a conduit. She transmutes this energy from source, and healing has occurred simply by being in her presence, or by voice activation, or by the vibration that she creates when she's teaching a spiritual intensive. She's a popular, gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom of life. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. So come join us and raise your vibration and change your life quickly with confidence. Attend our spiritual intensive, which is only given twice a year. The date and time are Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, 2018, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the James Laura House Auditorium, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's time to remember and to remind yourself who you are. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I have the voice of sanity and clarity within me. When I remember, I am transported into an inner reality of what is. The light fills my being with peace and purpose. I give relentlessly. I allow myself to receive and love myself for who I am. I am safe. I am free. And I am responsible for my thoughts, actions, and wellness. Joyously embrace this spiritual frontier of opportunity. For further information or to register for this intensive, call 215-996-0646. Or you can email elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. We're looking forward to you joining us. Hope to see you in October. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce
is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day.
This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe, so let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you... Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Interplanetary, most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. That song was recorded in the 70s. My guest tonight is Judy Carroll. She's from Australia. She's written a wonderful book, Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth. And we had to play Carol Carpenter tonight because she did a great job. Isn't that great, Judy? Don't yes. you love it?
Yes, sure.
We've had some wonderful people that have been hanging on for a long time, so we're going to take their calls. We have Connie from Missouri, and she's born October 22nd. Good evening, Connie. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hello.
How are you? Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. Do you have a question for Judy?
Well, I probably have a lot of them, but I understand. Well, in 1984, I had an experience in an operating room. And I don't know if it's a question. It's the best I can do because I have, like I say, I've got 30-some years worth of experiences with many things you're speaking of. But I experienced I died in the operating room. And it really isn't about the death, but about what happened during the death and how it changed my life afterwards.
I think it's called transcendence, Connie. It feels like death, but it's really a transcendence experience. So what did you want to say to Judy?
Well, my question is, I've always been told I was a walk-in. That's what happened to me. Nothing has been the same and continues even after 30 plus years. It continues on, but has changed, just because of things I've already learned and done and experienced. Things that I am experiencing and doing and knowing now have changed. But, what is the information you may have on a walk-in?
Yes, look, these things do happen, Connie. It's always mm-hmm. voluntary. The person who yep. is the original inhabitant of the body has made, sometimes it's a pre-birth choice or sometimes during life you can be approached to take part in this, and they actually step aside and a higher aspect comes in. In many, many cases, it is actually a higher aspect of yourself. I know this is really hard to get your head around. A lot of people who are having contact with ETs, it's actually a higher aspect of their own soul, because we're actually multidimensional beings. And so it's yeah. like a higher part of yourself steps in. But yes, it is a very real thing that happens. I had a similar experience when I was age 30, when the ET mm. side of my soul stepped in and changed vastly.
Connie, well, have you heard of Ruth Montgomery?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes,
she certainly had it on walk-ins, and she wrote several books about walk-ins.
Yes.
And in my lifetime, yeah. I've had more than one walk-in experience, and I have found mm-hmm. that every time I have a new one, I go to a higher level. So I think, in a way, Judy, that this is loosening up the DNA to bring you to a higher level of spiritual awareness. What do you think?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, for sure, yeah. Yep, I know. In my case, it was too. You know, things opened up so hugely afterwards. It was amazing. You almost become a different person.
You are a different person. I mean, it can be scary at first because you see and do things you've seen before. If you have seen them, they have not been in your daily life. I mean, and right after that, I started seeing the UFOs. I could see spirits and hear them. And, I mean, the list is endless afterwards. And I certainly
opened up to the real world. You opened up to the real world. Yes, opened more of your consciousness up.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was 40 when that happened, and now I'm 72, and it's not, like I said, it's changed from then, of course, but it's like going to school. You graduate, you know, up to where you graduate from high school.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah. So I want to thank you for calling, and I want to ask you to just keep up your meditation work, and you'll grow even mm-hmm. more. Thank you for being
a listener.
We're going to go on to Kelly from New York.
Thank you.
Her birthday is July 5th, so she might be a little psychic. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi.
What is your question
for
Judy tonight?
Judy, I actually, after a brain surgery that I had in 2010, I started experiencing a lot of psychic phenomena like vivid dreams and seeing number sequences with my eyes closed in meditation, as well as the ringing of the ears and so forth. But my first extraterrestrial encounter was in January of 2017, and it's very similar to what you were describing earlier with the seeing the grays and also being taken to a different room or a portal where there were like probes and things involved. I won't go into detail, but it was very similar to what I had gone through. So my question to you is, with the extraterrestrial things, is it possible that when they leave like little markings on the skin and there's like a little, it's almost like a pebble or something that's on my stomach area with another mark to the right of that, is that something that has actually been documented by science as well?
Look, it's probably an implant. The implants are put in to help to heal our energy system, keep us in balance. Some of them can show up in x-rays. Generally, they don't. They're generally of a higher frequency. I'd say that's what it is.
And maybe, Kelly, that could have been what saved your life so that you could do more service.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, interventions like that are done often if a person hasn't finished their job down here, they need to keep going.
Judy, my thought was that if they've operated on the brain and they've removed a part of the brain and the Lord or God wants you to serve more on the planet, then they sent the messengers to give you whatever they gave you to replace whatever was in the brain. It's so beyond our technology, I know, but I'm just trying to explain it. And it probably saved your life, and thank goodness you're going into a greater awareness.
That's right. Yeah. That's for sure.
And that was something that you mentioned that because for some reason I've had recurring dreams that I've signed a contract with not the angels but with either Jesus Christ or a contract with coming to Earth. It's a kind of a weird dream, but
it's probably your soul master. If you read Unlimited Realities, the book I just wrote, you'll go into the room and you'll see what I mean by your ascended master. It's not the Christ, but it is who would be the head of your soul school, and it would be an honor for you to communicate with him. So you'll get more in touch with it all as you move along.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And Judy, we have one more call from Jenny in California. These people have called from everywhere. I think it's wonderful. Her date of birth is January 17th. That makes her a Capricorn. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. What's your question?
Okay. The astral plane, you mentioned that it's created by our energy. And mm-hmm. on another talk show, a lady said it was the aura of the earth, which is energy. But I always thought, which I'm probably wrong, it was the first plane where a soul would go to upon leaving the body.
No, you don't go to the astral plane when you leave the body unless you're a trapped soul. Again, man's eternal quest. You do go through your life review. You go back to your own soul pod. Every soul comes from a group of souls and has a pod to go back to. And that's where you do life review. And there are 9 reviewers that go over it with you in your soul pod. And then you either advance to a higher soul pod or you go back into your soul pod to set up another lifetime with more lessons. The astral plane is a different plane. The astral plane, as Judy said, Judy, you might want to talk about it, is more man-made.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's been created out of the collective consciousness of Earth plane humanity, which is the reason why parts of it are so positive and parts negative. But it's very easy to get trapped there after death.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, if it's dark energy, that's a sad commentary on humans.
Well, that's what it is. And what you want to do is train yourself to go beyond the astral plane. You want to go as high as you can go when you drop the body. You want to go as high as you can go. You do that by working your chakras and keeping a meditative state as best you can while you're living. And then you'll stay tuned in and you'll go right back up to your soul school. You will.
Judy, okay. Thank you so very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny, for calling. Let's find out. Judy, we're at the end of our time and we're over time. I'm so happy that you came. And we probably could have you on again in the spring if you'd like. So that we can get more information.
Lovely.
Yeah, we have to have ET nights. We'll do that every couple of months and we'll bring Judy on to answer our questions beyond the plane.
That'd be lovely.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Mark Dodich, our famous astrologer, and he's going to be on with us. He's on once every 4 months, and we're going to talk about the fall equinox and what's coming. We might even touch on October and November and the elections as well as we go into the summer solstice. So we're going to cover the months between now, which we consider the beginning of the year, and right into December 21st. Please tune in, and it will be a call-in show. Now it's time for you to get ready for the meditation. We have Elizabeth Hepburn, and she's going to be singing A New World is Coming, and then we have the meditation is Creating Union, and of course we're going to go out with Richard Shulman, Allowing Heaven on Earth. And I think that it's about time that we allowed heaven on earth so that we can get beyond the astral plane. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming. This one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world is coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our nightly meditation. Tonight, we are creating union, which of course is the essence of human relationships. Please sit in a straight back chair with your feet uncrossed and flat on the floor. Or you can lie down on your bed with your feet out straight and uncrossed. Or sit in the lotus position if you desire. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Take another deep breath and clear your mind again. One more time, clearing your mind. Now let's bring down the ring of fire. That's a ring, like a Christmas wreath, that you bring down over the top of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet, and you throw it down into the ground. So let's do the ring of fire. Bring the ring of fire down over your body, taking a deep breath, and release it into the ground. Allow the fire to remove any and all negativity around you at this time. Take another breath. Let's do another ring of fire. Bring it down over the body and down into the ground. One more time. Take a deep breath. Bring that ring of fire down over your body. Let it remove all negativity. Feel it burning away as you get into a place of peace and throw it down into the ground. Release the breath. Allow yourself to go back to normal breathing. Creating union can help you achieve vibrant partnerships of fearless loving and mutual self-fulfillment. It provides the ingredients to go into the deeper meaning of an inevitable relationship. It also helps you with relationship difficulties. With a wise and gentle voice, your inner guides and angels will guide you in resolving difficulties
while compassionately answering practical questions about sexuality, spirituality, divorce, separation, fear of intimacy, creating mutuality, and how to keep the spark alive in long-term relationships. Creating union is a basic primer for all of our relationships. It helps with empathy and gives you great clarity on the way back home to union. Knowing how to create union is a sweet and powerful treasure. Though the word unconscious is widely used these days, most of us cannot quite grasp what it means to have a vast reservoir of feelings and thoughts whose contents are ordinarily not accessible to us. This would not matter if the inaccessible material did not have an influence on our view of the world, our behavior, and our entire life. But it does, with a vengeance. We are going through a time in this spring of 2018 of difficulties, our past coming up to haunt us, and we need to take a sharp look at our thought system and how we react to the world around us. Therefore, it is crucial to allow the unconscious material to come to the surface to learn the secrets of our souls that we have kept hidden even from ourselves. Take a deep breath and see yourself dropping away any judgments, preconceived notions, desires, and outcomes. Feel yourself floating in the white light of the heart center. Feel that white gold light fill you now. And allow. Tell your guides that you allow and accept that which comes your way, because you know you are protected. You know that you're a child of God and that you are never alone. Take a deep breath. From the perspective of a higher consciousness, a broad vista of human life can open up to you. We see various regions of our souls, those which are healthy and whole, and those which are flawed. The spiritual and emotional quagmires where our unfulfilling relationships have their seeds. Sometimes these seeds open and sprout because it's a part of the soul that we need to eliminate. We learn with amazement that we really know what we really feel, what we really wish, what we think or need. Childish, half-formed presumptions, confused feelings, unjustified fears and guilts, self-punishment patterns come to the surface when we are finally willing to find out who we are and how we function as love partners as well as friends. Most of our problems have common roots because we are all human, which is encouraging to know as we set out on this quest to find our specific inner twists and knots. Energy healing is the answer for many. Energy healing helps you to go into past lives and perhaps see the root of the problem, or just to clear whatever is blocking your feelings of loving, close relationships. To heal our own soul is always our first task, but this does not mean that we have to wait to engage in a relationship until we are in full harmony with ourselves. That's a lifetime of work. Life is to be lived, but with a greater, wider consciousness. Our relationships will improve accordingly as we expand our heart center and allow ourselves to blend, meld, and accept other people into our world. There are various ways to coach unconscious vital material out of hiding. One is through meticulous, open-minded, non-judgmental self-observance. Meditation is unsurpassed in leading to the truth seeker, into the labyrinth of his or her infantile world. Remember when you were 3 or 4 years old? In that infantile world, you drew a lot of conclusions and made a lot of assumptions that still are working with you now. Going in deep to your inner being, finding these erosions of the soul and eradicating them is key to raising your vibration and coming up into a peaceful, non-judgmental, loving, tolerant, and compassionate world. This is an inner journey, and may this meditation pave the way home to the God self of your center. This can be the greatest adventure of your life as you come from isolation into fearless loving. Are you ready? Are you ready to begin? Are you ready to expand your meditations into that which is necessary and do the work that needs to be done so that you can raise your consciousness and embrace the state of being, love, peace, and harmony? Say that you are right now. Tell your inner guides that you're ready to open your heart, mind, and being to the fulfillment of love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to float as you listen to Richard Shulman help you expand your vibration and consciousness. Thank you.